William, the buzz around British racing has probably never been better at the end of the season, because we know that we have two outstanding champions in Cracksman and Enable, both big winners at your own track, York, during the course of 2017, that are going to stay in training. And everybody is great news about that, but they don't want to be doing laps of honour all next year. So how much is it now, this trip that you're going to go on in the new year, part of a plan to ensure, let's bring the rest of the world to Britain to take them on?
Yeah, fantastic season we've just had, Mike, and very great news that Enable and Cracksman look like they're staying on for their four-year-old careers, and we were delighted to see them on the Naismar last year, and hopefully look forward to seeing them again in 2018. What York's all about is trying to bring the best horses to York for the crowds and the people watching at home to enjoy. We had amazing visitors from America this year with Lady Aurelia from Wesley Ward's yard, and of course, you know, that process continues of trying to hunt the world for the best horses to come and run in the UK and at York. And as part of that, you know, we spend a lot of time, my chairman and I and the team, sort of looking out for the best horses to come.
Have you actually packed your passport yourself and gone before? Because normally, you know, a lot goes on in sort of January and February. It's almost like under cloak and dagger. But is this something new for you, this?
Well, it's part of a process. And yes, we have been both to Australia and America. I went to America in the autumn, after Australia and Japan in February, as we have done for the last number of years. And it's a long-term process and a long-term project. And it takes time to build relationships and to build knowledge and those contacts to get these top horses in the world, which everyone wants them to run at their tracks, to get the on their radar with their connections and to give them confidence to bring their horses. Having very good dialogue with people like Chris Waller, trainer of Winx, and I think his plans and thoughts, all being well with his super filly in the spring, is to come to Europe. Probably for the lock-ins at Newbury in May, then on to Royal Ascot, and then they'll see where she goes from there.
How important that amongst the things you're going with is the race conditions for a £1 million plus race, namely the Judmont, and of course you've also got a Darley Yorkshire Oaks as well. You've actually got the races if you can find the right horses to bring across here.
Yeah, that's hugely important. The whole heritage of the Judmont International is currently Britain's number one rated race in 2017. The fact that horses like See the Stars and Frankel have the pedigree and have won in it. And of course, the seven-figure purse that also helps. So that's very important. The racing surface, the time of year, all these things come in to help. And hopefully the hospitality and the welcome, both of the connections and the Yorkshire crowds, all add to that dynamic. And obviously they'll have other options and distances to suit the horse. If Winx obviously stays at a mile, then she's less likely to come to us. If she comes for a mile and a quarter, then we're in business. So it's a lot of factors and a lot of things come together to align. But we've had some good success in the past. Zeno Rob Roy came from Japan, a Triple Group One winner, and ran in the Judmont International a few years ago. So we're hopeful, but it's a long old process.
I mean, without pushing you too far, finally, if I said to you, Winx versus Cracksman versus Enable in Britain in 2018, would you say possible, probable, hopeful? A bit like the Football Manager at 3 o'clock on a Saturday. Give me just a couple of words that would hopefully make the nation's Christmas.
I think all three you'd be no more than hopeful. I think one of the three you'd be pretty confident, all being well with the horse's health. And we just want to bring there might be another one emerge, another three-year-old emerge to take them on. How often have we seen that? What we want to do is stage the best race we can. We've had some wonderful renewals in the past few years, and we hope we can add another wonderful chapter to what's a great race meeting, the Welcome to Yorkshire Ebor Festival.